Begin the current daf, Mesechtes Nazir daf Yud Gimel, begin on the base. Begin Tais Nazir, begin with the of the Mishnah. Actually, these Taises belong on daf Tezvav Amar Aleph. The reason why it's here is because it's considered the Sefer of our Mishnah, but in our Gemara, it's a separate Mishnah. Says the words in the Mishnah, Hareini Nazir Kshili Ben. Someone says, which is very similar to the case we had in our Mishnah, I'm going to be a Nazir when I have a son. Pesach Tais explains the Stam Naziris, meaning it's a regular Nazir without a Shleishim Yilim, which is 30 days. And he says, "Benozer may." It says, according to the words of Mishnah, "I'm going to be nozer for 100 days," which that's what we call nazir zenafshe. Nothing to do with having a ben. It's just he's going to be a nozer. Now, Mahashtanam here also, as we said in the previous Mishnah, the kibul did nazir is the benai bereisha, except the nazir of his son first. And but the his chalimnis nazir zenafshe kofiyim. But he first started counting his own nazir of 100 days, and then benozer ben. And then he gives birth to a son, Ad Shivim, until day 70, and Yom Shivim, Nam Bechlal, day 70 is included in this. So Halach is Lehem Siklum. He hasn't lost anything. Pirish, in other words, what does it mean he hasn't lost anything? So the Merav Ransberg, his gear is taking out the next bunch of words. It says that, Amrina, we say, Kim Lamed Yem Meblom Techakov, since 30 days absorbed in the 100, the Chasra Adayin Lamed, because he's still lacking 30, they'll have a Kof Yom to be day 100. So Hanukkah Yom Oyel Nazirus Debenayim. So these 100 days are inclusive of the Nazirus of his son, and we come to Meiyam Denafshe. It also works for the 100 for himself. Even though right when the son is born, as we said in our previous mission, you have to leave his own beloved and his way, count his sons. Because he accepted that first, as we said before, which is the Mishnah on this Amid. Even so, even the Shal Benayim of Lam Techa Meiyam, since the ones of the son is absorbed in the 100 days, it actually counts for his and for his sons. And he finishes 100 days, and he does the hikarnik for both of them. He brings 2 kabans. Now, same thing as previously. When the guy says, I'm going to be a nazir, but I'm going to have a son of a nazir and a nazir, which that's one of our mishnah on this summit. Basically, the nazir started counting his own. The truth is, says Taisis, If his son would be born when he's counting his own on that first day, those 3 days actually would count for his and for his sons. Because it gets absorbed with his sons. Because they're both 30 days. It says Taisa specifically when he accepts the Nazir of his son first. Because right when the son is born, he has accounted. So then we say Mahani Avlo, so that we said that it's absorbed inside him. But if he accepted his own 100-day Nazir first, then so then even if the son is born before it's day 70, you have to first finish the 100 days first. Just like he accepted it first. Because actually his son's nazir does not take effect on him until he finishes his own naziris. Ella rather mashal naziris kuf, he first finishes the naziris of 100 days. Cuts his hair, we have a carbon, naziris, we can come up in naziris. And then he doesn't naziris of his son for 30 days. Does the hair come in day 30, we have a carbon, and he brings a carbon. This next place also belongs in Tetzis of Manav. So this was all before day 70. But it says, quotes from the Mishnah, what happens if Lach HaShivim, the son is born after day 70, Haina Ayin Aleph, that's let's say day 71. So then the Mishnah says, the Girsa that Tais is quoting is Saiser. So it's going to demolish. Which Tais says, the Loiger seen in Saiser Shiv Miyim, which our Mishnah has that Girsa. He says, not to have the text, it demolishes 70 days. Because it says, the Haina Say sign, it does not demolish 70 days. Rather, this is what it means when it says after day 70 is going to be Saiser, which means, shaloi, so the baby's born after day 70, he has to stop his own, he has to count that of his sons. The Lam Dafka Saiser doesn't really mean that it's going to demolish Kalim. In other words, Manich Esminyonai, he has to leave his own counting, he has to count the 30 of his son, and the Mishnah explains, as Taisa quotes in the words of the Mishnah, because you can't have a haircut in less than 30 days. So Pesach explains what the Mishnah means to say. So we cannot count the rest of the day, that up until day 100 for the Nazir of a son. Why? So Seisa doesn't really mean Seisa, it just means that it won't be absorbed. Why not? Because the Nazir for a son is not less than 30 days. Probably, and you're ready after 70, day 70 when the baby's born. And you don't have 30 days until the end of the 100. Maybe you have to stop his counting. Since the ones of his son continues more than the days of the Nazir. And Tosis explains this that we're saying Shein Tekelachas Bashlashman, the way Tosis is interpreting. So Bashlashman Tekelachas in Mechuvin, really the terminology of here Karni is not really so precise. The Tzveha, but remember, really what it should have said is Shein Nezirus Bashlashman. A Nezir is not less than 30 days. But not because Shein Tekelachas, so why to pick that there's no here Karni? Maybe to say, Mikshe Yashlim, when he finishes the 30 Shalbanoi of his son, Yachsul Leminyon, that he goes back to his counting of his own, the Yashlim Nezirus Akopium, and then he finishes Nezirus of the 100 days. The Kilech, the Siv Kalaminyan, Achas Takulim, that he does one here cutting for the all of them at the end. Because that's what we mean, that's why we bring it to Kalachas. But Siv Minyan, the Benoit in Megalech. But the end of the counting ones, but suddenly he does not do the here cutting, because the Mekinavi would, then Leuchel Hashem Achim Nazir Shalay, he wouldn't be able to finish right away and do a here cutting after his own Nazir, because the Lekash Hashem Yim, and Nazir wouldn't have 30 days of here of his Nazir. Haggah, says the comment. L'chayim Ashmak in Mefarish, seemingly it sounds like, as he explains, that after he finishes the one of his son, Yashim Shalay should go back and finish his own. Why? Because the ones that he's counted for his son, it's not going to count towards the 100 days of his own commemoration like we had in the Rish, because the Gitani we're learning, that is, that he leaves his own, and the Samgir says, Adam, the words, and he counts to one of his sons, then he finishes his own. That, like the Reisha, this Sefer we had said it's going to be absorbed, but after the 87, it's going to be like the Reisha, meaning an hour Mishnah, just Amr, and the Yigimloven Beis, that it's not going to count towards it. But it says, Mir Yesh B'Yisham, however, in the Yisham, it's brought, that Nelbiyim Shmeinim. If the baby is born on day 80, Seisa Asar, demolish is 10. Nelbiyim Tishim, if it's born on day 90, Seisa Asar, demolish is 20. So Tesh explains, if Yishitis Yisham, according to the opinion of Yisham, what it means is, Miyachin Elaben, right when the baby is born, Meinah Shalben, you count the one of the son. And as the Ramsberg adds in the words, Umanech Shaloi, and he leaves his own legamri totally. Vaisim Minyan Ben, and the counting for the son, Oilay Nanzir Zukofiyam, it counts in Zir of the 100 days. And he says, Vishami Yishami, Yishami, the Seisachav, maybe what Yishami means when it says that if his baby is born on day 90, demolished is 20, claim, in other words, it means Bishub Benoikam, because of his son. In other words, because the Moina, Sarah Shalmeya, you're going to count, so the baby's born day 90, so you're going to count 10 more days till the 100, and v'chof achar hamei, you're still going to have to count another 20 days after the 100. Well, this is what it's saying. Shein oil nazirs demei klal, that's not going to actually count for the nazirs of 100 at all, and therefore v'chariz v'yash hamei, and therefore you have to subsequently go and finish off the 100, k'may shahay le'limnes ben leidus ben, just like he should have counted before the baby was born. Now, the Gemara mochacha, the Gemara is proven, the noil d'ayin aleph, that if the baby's born day 71, the seiser, that it demolishes, even though you still have 30 days up until 100 from the day that the baby is born. What's the reason for this? Because the yim leidus habein nimnis b'minyan shaloi, the day the baby is born is still counted from his own counting. It's not counted for the days of the son. If you only have 29 today, 100, it's not going to be counted. That's what says v'tzachin. You have to look into this because shepidish le'el and the maskal hareini top of this amid. Tosfos explained. She'em noilad habein b'yem rishon she'eschal bar nizirus. The baby would be born on the first day when he started his own nizirus. She'em alam at v'el that we would count 30. We would count for both of them. So says Taisus. So wait a second. Is the day the baby born counted for the baby, or it's only counted for the fathers? So that sounds like stira. So Taisus, it's talking nechilu b'tam. You have to differentiate. That is the reisha in the halacha. The reisha hoil b'yem leidus haben. Since the baby is born, his kolumnas nizulat zayshalatzma. That's the same day when he started counting for his own. So okay, yim l'shem, you count for both of them at starting at the same time. Halacha, but v'yishah his kolumnas yom ram shalatzma. He's been doing this for many days his own. Then layim layim leidin lebenoi kim latzma. Then the day of the birth of the baby will not count. Will only count for himself. I count again. Therefore, that's why it's obvious in the Gemara that it will not count day 71. It won't count because you will not get 30 because you will not count that first day as for the ben, only for the father. Next, there's a master beginning with the Gemara, which our Gemara over here. By Rabbi had the following question. If someone says, I'm going to be Nazir after 20 days. And from today, 100 days. Now, what's Allah? What's the question? Keep that long, May, and since these 100, as Tosis quotes from the words of the Gemara, but in his Tosis, that the 100 yom, the 100 days, will not be completed in these 20 days that he has until the other one's supposed to take effect. So therefore, lechal nazir shemay yemal lemachshav. So therefore, the nazir's 100 will not take effect from right now because the mestama we can presume in daser ish lavski nazirus. This person does not have an attempt to stop his nazirus. Sheyim na ate esem yem lemay yem. That's going to count now 20 days out of the 100 days. And if ache esem yoyim, that after 20 days yim nazirus shleishem yoyim, that he has to then count 30 days shekibul alav that he accepted by laache esem yem after 20 days. And then meshub yim neshmeinim yem. Then he has to go count the 80 days lashma may yem to finish up the 100 days that he already started before. A person doesn't want to do that. Rather, since he cannot finish all the 100 days in these 20 days, Daita's intent is he should be free actually in these 20 days. In these 20 days, he should be mint and wine and haircutting. And then after the demon, he counts 30 days. It cuts his hair, but he brings a carbon. Then he counts 100 days straight, and he cuts his hair, but he brings a carbon. Them place has addressed the question. Then this was saying that it's from now 100 days, but I thought you're telling me to stop now. What does he mean to say? From now, I'm also going to be accepting 100 days. But it's achash also stam nazis, but it's going to be after the stam nazis, which is after the 20 days. And then says Taisus, let me begin to say, asks on this whole halal, this whole question of Rava, he says, wait a second. Taisus has to take a second look. It says, why doesn't it resolve the question from our Mishnah? Like, Tony, what did our Mishnah say? We said, okay, he did his own nazis, and that of a son, he started his own naziris. He said he has to stop his own. Moynah shabbat they count the one of a son, and then mishab mashal shabbat, and he completes what he started already of his own before. Almas says place. Obviously, leichayish hagavir avsek nazirus. Obviously, we see that he's not concerned for the fact that he interrupted his naziris in the middle. So he says no. Dikolim, you could say shani masina mishnah is different because kasheskolim nazirus when he started counting his own naziris. So abahayil tashlumin, he thought that he was going to finish it. Shloi adashiva leben tochem in he didn't know that he's going to have a baby born to him during his days in naziris. And the gam, or something at the word gam, but actually, it's sometimes possible that he'll finish his nether before the baby's born. So, therefore, he conclusively did make the nether. And even if the son, okay, will be born, he'll stop his nether, he'll leave his nether, and count that of his son. But like, and then he's not particular about the fact that nazir is interrupted. It's not possible. He's going to have to, inevitably. Stop for the when 20 days passed. So maybe then you'll say, maybe it's not going to take effect to 100 right away. That was one time of the question. But as we continue with the next words, it takes a quote from the words of the Gemara. I do maybe no. Even this, like, since ultimately, and you're going to have the growth of the 30 days here, takes effect, Pishat Tais explains. Then he'll be left for 30 days after the genetic Naziris. That's the amount that gives us up for the growth of the hair, which that's the amount of a full Naziris. So maybe as the Gemara says, Chayil is going to take effect, but he's not particular about the fact that his Naziris is being stopped. And here, because he's left even with 80 days. So maybe he will count these first 20 days towards the Naziris of 100 days. The Yafsing, the Yinalam again, will stop and he'll count 30 days. The Galeach, and no one cut his hair, but Yavi come, and they'll be in the Achach, give him the Payim, let them as Mayim, and they'll count 80 days to complete the 100 days. And actually, it says, this is actually what it says in the Bryce that I brought later on, which actually resolved the question on the next daf. After he counts 30 days, and in mind, Payim only count 80 days, to complete the 100 days, for the 20 that already counted before the 30 days. Now, the question is, why? I thought the aloha is, as the Gemara brings later on the Lamentism and Al, that cutting the hair demolishes the Naziris. It says, that's only that it should be that after you cut the hair, that you'll have to count over 30 days only for the growth of the hair. But you left after you cut the hair 30 days until the Naziris ends. And it says, it doesn't demolish anything. You're going to have a growth of 30 days of hair when you're going to be doing your hair cutting for your purification process. And here, you have 80 days left. The amount of hair, but yes, and even more, so there's not a problem. Mentais explains, although the Mishnah tells which is the safer, and ben adi ayin, if let's say a child's born to him until day 70, he hasn't lost anything, meaning the days of his son, those 30 days are going to be counted in the counting of 100 days. What do you mean? How do we say that on the Braisa? After you count the Zizah 30 days, you have to count 80 days to complete what you started in those first 20 days. We say that those 30 days of the sun does not count towards it. That's absorbed in the 80 days. Why is it not looking at the Mishnah that it's counted with it and you don't have to count besides it? No, the Braisa is not similar to the case of the Mishnah. In the Mishnah, he didn't take an Naziris. Only if the baby's going to be born after day 70. born within day 70. That the nazir of the son of 30 days can be absorbed within 100. Then he doesn't have any intention to count the 7 nazirs for his son. The last 30 days will count for both of them, which is 100 days, being a call in the sum total. Why didn't he say that I'm going to be a Nazir and have a son, and now that I'll have 70 besides that 30? No, he wants to be another 100 days. If he doesn't have a son, Lebraman is going to accept the Nazir of a son. But if he has a child before the last 30 days, he wants to absorb it in his own Naziris. After day 20, he wants that to be counted not from the counting of the 100 days, because the Misa the Chos. But he knows definitively the Mahanach Chof leishamikov, but he knows in those 20 days not going to finish the 100 days. So Lemefesh, he should have said explicitly, he knows after 20 days, after Pirush, Minach Kolkov. And now he knows that he's saying that in the sum total is 100. Like the Maharav Ansberg explains, in other words, he should have said explicitly that in the sum total should be 100. And the Rav most definitely chavetz lasses kuvyim below in the zirs. He wants to make 100 days without in the zirs. At kanaga, and therefore that's why these cases are different. Next test master begins with the Gemara. What do you mean? The Gemara asks on Rav's question, but the boyle in the zirs moetis. Why are you saying nizirs merubah with 100 days? Why don't you ask with a minimum nazirs? Pish dam nazirs. You could ask the question with a regular nazirs of 30 days. For example, the guy says, "Rini nazir lach esamim." The guy says, "Okay, look, I'm gonna be a nazir after 20 days. I'm a nazir and a regular nazir, not 100 days. Me'ata from now. Now, ichai lahashem takes the regular right now. Be'yim nesayim in 120 days. Be'yinich minyan zeh, and then he'll leave this counting. Be'yim nesholishim, he'll count 30 days. Be'yim nasarayim lach nazir lachen. He'll count 10 days to finish off his first nazir. And malik lechad shishim, he won't do the hikoning the day 60, which is finishing up both them. So why is he saying it's dafka 100? So the next time he has to begin the words of the Gemara, you're right. Chod mi good chodok kumi ba'yalei as we get into the Yudal Men Alf. Klem, in other words, you're right. He really asked two questions. Tchila shal ben nazir matzis. It just Agama doesn't quote it. He first asked regarding the minimum nazirs. B'shal ben nazir milu. But then he asked regarding a large nazirs, and that's what's called be'imtim tzalema. And if you're going to say minos, the filim tim tzalema ben nazir matzis lechayla, as Agama really quotes explains this. Even if you're going to say by the minimum nazirs lechayla, it's not going to take effect because kibna sarayim labatu. You're going to be left for 10 days. It's not really appropriate to have that remaining 10 after the 30 that you had after the 20 to combine with the original 20 that you did. Because that remaining 10 is not really fit for its own naziris. If a person doesn't want to interrupt his naziris, when you can be left with just 10. Rather, these 20 days, he wants them that they should be open for them. That he should be able to drink wine, cut his hair, and be the mason. Now, but still, even if you're going to say that, that's the question of Rabbi now. But still, you're going to have the question, large nazirs of 100 days, given the chaylah hashtachov yom tzint right now, it's taking effect 20 days. Akati still postulu pe yom. Ach, nazirs lamed yom. You're still going to have 80 days after the 30 days of nazirs. The chol nazirs of chadayu, that's it for its own nazirs. Umitztar fi shaper. And it's going to be able to combine, well, lahani esim yom, lashom eskab yom, because it's valid on its own right to make it up for the 100 days. So maybe you will count 20 days. And then he does the other one of 30 days. And then he'll count 80 days to make it 100 days. Because again, that's significant. It's more than 30 days. And what's remaining. It's not cut as a second time. And maybe it's not particular about the Nazir's interrupt. Maybe there will not take effect. Since I will finish 100 days in 20 days, and he doesn't want to interrupt his zeros. We can presume when he accepted that the first 20 days should be able to be drink wine and cut his hair and become tummy. And then after 20 days, he'll do the 30 days. Because if you have a bring common, then do the 100 days consecutive. God, the added comment says, "We're talking what you have to look into." However, if the Gemara could have asked, if he first says he knows 100 days, but knows lachas meyem and knows after 20 days, the opposite order. Now the hashta hiktim ha meyem. Now the kabbalah of the 100 days was his first. I amit, do you say chayil mahasha takes effect right now, iloy or not? So it says, yeah, maybe you could have asked it the same way also. It's not really important which one you say first in regards to this matter. And if only one of them they pick, that is a possibility.